Welcome to the Grow Your Independent Consulting Business Podcast. I'm Melissa Lieberman, a fellow IC and business coach. On this podcast, I teach you to become a consistently booked independent consultant without becoming a pushy salesperson or working 24/7. If I can do it, you can too. Listen on to find out how. Welcome to episode 160 of the Grow Your Independent Consulting Business Podcast. This is Melissa Lieberman, and I am thrilled you are here today because today we're going to talk about how to use a diagnostic or an assessment to uncover consulting leads more effectively for yourself. So I'm so excited to share with you this tool, this strategy in order to create consulting leads more effectively. Before we dive in, though, I just want to remind you, if you listened to last week's episode, or let you know if you didn't listen to last week's episode, it was also about leveraging diagnostics, but it was in a different context. So just to really make these two episodes really clear to you, episode 159 was all about leveraging diagnostics as an entry-level service offering for yourself. So for example, you can leverage a diagnostic or an assessment or a really quick hit type of a way to analyze a client's business and provide them with something like a roadmap or a strategy map in order to really get your foot in the door and start building relationships with a new clients and then ultimately selling them follow-on type engagements. That's what we were talking about last week, how to use an assessment to shorten your sales cycle time. So much easier to leverage a diagnostic and to sell a diagnostic type service or an assessment type service when it's shorter to deliver, when it's more tangible to explain, when clients can really see and touch the value of what it is that you deliver. So that's what episode 159 was all about. How to use a diagnostic to shorten your sales cycle because you're selling something that is smaller in terms of the amount of time it takes to deliver impact. The pricing will be lower than, let's say, a 6 or 12 month engagement or an ongoing retainer. Leveraging a quick hit type diagnostic to shorten your sales cycle. That was episode 159. Now, today we're going to take that same concept, a diagnostic, and we're going to skinny it down even further. And we're going to leverage it in your business to help you uncover leads. So that's what today is all about. And that's the distinction between last week's episode, number 159, using diagnostics to shorten your sales cycle, with episode 160, which is what you're listening to right now, using diagnostics to uncover consulting leads more efficiently and more effectively. So I'm excited for you to dive in and really combining these two episodes together, episode 159, episode 160, adding them together to build a really powerful client journey for yourself in your business can help you to move the needle and really reach, if not exceed, those revenue goals this year without having to work more to make it happen. So I'm excited for you to combine these two episodes together to up-level the process by which you're landing new leads, closing those leads, and then ultimately delivering for your end clients. So with that, let's talk about the agenda for today. The agenda for today, first, I'll share with you a couple of companion resources, as I always do, so you can put today's episode into action. And then I'm going to share with you just the basics of using a diagnostic for your lead generation. Then I'm going to dive into three different case studies so you can see different ways that this strategy can be leveraged to create leads for your business. And then I will share with you four steps you can take to put what we're talking about today into action in your business. We'll wrap up with a tool that I will share with you to automate your diagnostic in part. You don't want to fully automate anything, but this will give you and I'll tell you more about what I mean by that at the end. But I'll give you a little teaser right now. This is a tool that I leverage. If you've been on my website, I get a lot of very positive feedback from the assessments that I have on my website. And you can see what they look like in practice. And I'll share with you what tool I use to automate all of that. So with that, let's dive into today's episode. the first thing I'll share with you are those companion resources. So you'll want to go download the book if you haven't already. It's Grow Your Independent Consulting Business, the 14-step roadmap to make your independent consulting goals a reality. And if you go download that book from my website, which is melissalieberman.com/book, you'll get the free book, ebook version of it. And if you go to chapter 9, it focuses on your lead generation system to uncover high quality opportunities. And what we're talking about today in episode 160 really is a complement to what you would be learning in the book. So go grab that if you haven't already. Last week, I shared with you how to find the book on Amazon. The highlight is my name is missing a lot of letters. And so if you go searching for Melissa with two S's, you will not find my book. My name is spelled M-E-L-I-S-A with one S. And my last name is spelled Lieberman without an extra E. So it's L-I-B-E-R-M-A-N. So I grew up with a name, you know, when you go to Disneyland, you can't buy, now you could buy whatever you want personalized. But when I was growing up in the 80s, and you were at Disneyland, for example, this was sort of traumatic. That's why it's coming to my mind right now. But anyway, you could only buy, you know, like a personalized keychain or whatever it is, or those ears with two S's, Melissa with two S's. I was always traumatized. And then I decided to marry my husband who has a name that's also missing a letter in his last name. So it's like a double whammy. Anyway, those are my challenges at the moment with respect to people finding my book on Amazon. So you will find it if you keep searching, and we will put the direct link in the show notes for several countries so that you can just click on it directly and don't have to go searching or know all of these things about the spelling of my name and the missing letters. All right. So with that, let's talk about just the very basics here about leveraging a diagnostic for your lead generation. So let's just talk about what is a diagnostic. So in this context today, I'm speaking about a tool that you use to sell work to your potential clients, to open doors to your potential clients, to open up valuable conversations with your potential clients. And it could be structured as an assessment or some form of analysis that you conduct that helps you to identify and helps the client to identify their specific challenges, their needs, their opportunities. It involves you gathering some data, potentially conducting interviews, analyzing information or data that they provide to you or conversations that you've had with the potential client to diagnose root causes of issues or areas for improvement in their organization. And this diagnostic process helps you to tailor your, ultimately the results of the diagnostic for them, helps them to experience what you do as a consultant and to demonstrate the value that you can provide to their business. It's kind of just the tip of the iceberg, but it really helps your potential client to see and experience firsthand your expertise and the value that you can deliver. So that's what we're talking about when we talk about diagnostics. Let me give you a couple of examples and then we'll dive into those case studies. But the examples, different examples that apply here for a diagnostic that is helping you to generate leads in your business. It could look like a diagnostic where you assess a company's or operational risks and give them a checklist on what their operational vulnerabilities are. Or it might look like you conducting a strategic alignment type diagnostic where you're getting a good gauge on how well their operating plans align to the strategic goals they've set for the year. Or maybe you're coming in and doing a very high level analysis of their customer lifecycle or customer journey and giving them 5 or 6 key points of where that journey is broken down and where they've got areas of opportunity to improve that journey and therefore improve retention and overall customer lifetime value. You might come in and do a compliance quick check where you're really looking at different areas of compliance in the organization and finding out where they've got areas of opportunity to improve that compliance. You might come in and do an environmental sustainability type of an assessment where you're figuring out where their opportunities are from a sustainability perspective. Or you might come in and do an innovation readiness type of an assessment where you're looking at their innovation practices and making recommendations, identifying those areas of opportunity and making recommendations for them to spread innovation out from, maybe they've got it fairly centralized right now, and spreading it out into become a more ingrained part of their culture. And the last example that I'll share with you, I'm just rattling off a bunch here, but hopefully they get your thought processes going. Another example might be you coming in and doing a leadership effectiveness assessment where you're looking at and evaluating at a very high level. We're not trying to do a bunch of work for free here, but what we are trying to do is get our foot in the door, get a view behind the curtain of what it is that the client is doing, what their goals are, why they might be missing those goals, so that you can provide them with a roadmap, with an assessment of what it is they're doing and where their area of opportunities are, and ultimately open the door for you to have further conversations and make a proposal for services to provide to them. So those hopefully bring this to life. Examples of diagnostics you could use to generate leads for yourself. And by leads, in this case, what I mean is you might be having a conversation with a potential client. You might have just met them online on LinkedIn, or you might have met them at a conference or an event or in the audience of another, you know, of a software provider that they leverage in the user group. Wherever you met these potential clients, this type of diagnostic really opens the door for you to have further conversations that will eventually lead to you offering a proposal. That might not be in the next week or 2 weeks. It might be in the next year, but it opens the door for you to have conversations. And whenever those proposals make sense to offer to them, this helps to accelerate that process for you. All right. So let's just touch briefly on why take this approach. Why add a diagnostic? Sometimes I get the pushback from consultants saying, I don't want to do a lot of free work. I don't want to do work for clients that I'm not sure will hire me. I'm worried that I'm going to do so much of this type of work that I'm not going to have enough time to, you know, I'm kind of going to get myself tied up in a lot of non-billable work. And what I want to say to you is, if you're fully booked, you've got a really good repeatable pipeline process going, and you're hitting or exceeding your revenue goals, then it may not make sense for you to implement this type of a tool that takes a little bit more time than potentially other ways of generating and cultivating leads. At the same time, you might be in the bucket where you don't have a consistent or effective way to keep your pipeline full, or you don't have a way to land the types of clients you want to be landing or the type of work you want to be landing. Maybe it's more staff augmentation, extra pair of hands type work versus retainer type work, for example. Or perhaps you're falling behind in your revenue goals. If you are at the place in your business where you're not meeting or exceeding your goals in all the different areas, whether it's revenue or type of work or nature of a client or the way you want to be spending your time, then you want to look at something like this that can really help you to invest a little bit of time upfront in order to better qualify the client, in order to develop a relationship more quickly with the client, and to see that this type of an investment of your time can really pay off in the sense of having higher quality clients, higher paying clients, and work that you truly enjoy doing. So that is my response if you're concerned about doing too much quote unquote unpaid work. We're not talking here about days and days of work. We're talking about hours of work to get you to the place where you've done an assessment, a diagnostic, and then have those kind of follow-on conversations with your clients to discuss with them what you found and what your recommendations are. And of course, for the most part, those recommendations will likely include you coming back and doing some follow-on consulting engagement type work, whether it is a retainer or some project-based work for the client to help them implement whatever your findings are. So the overall benefit of this type of a diagnostic approach for lead generation is that it will help you to fill your pipeline, will help you to increase your close rates, it will help you to become sought after and really build that reputation as the go-to person for what you do in your industry. Because building this type of diagnostic, not only it allows you to show and demonstrate your expertise, it's not just you kind of making things up off the cuff. you're coming in and you're demonstrating to your potential clients that you've got this knowledge and this experience in their industry and this vantage point that they don't have. They have a very deep vantage point within their own business and perspective. You've got a vantage point across multiple organizations that look similar to theirs and have a vantage point and a perspective about what good looks like, what great looks like, and can help them to benefit from your exposure. So now let's dive into a couple of case studies and how you would implement a diagnostic on the ground in practice in your business. So the first example I want to share with you is a simple one. It's where you might be networking. You might have met someone at an event. You might have met someone, you know, in some type of an industry association. You might have just met someone on LinkedIn, or you've been introduced to someone. In those scenarios, you start off with just getting to know them. You're networking with them. It might be a 15 or 20 minute call. You're getting a good sense of what their challenges are and what their goals are, you know, in the business unit or business that they're running. And then you might say to them, look, toward the end of the conversation, look, you've talked about XYZ problem today. It's been so good to get to know you. I've noticed a lot of other similar companies or similar people in your role that are facing that challenge. And so I built a diagnostic or an assessment process that helps to uncover internal blockers and ultimately results in a high-level roadmap or a high-level strategy map. It's a three-step process. And, you know, is it something I can describe to you those three steps in more detail? But is that something that sounds of interest to you? It only takes about 45 minutes. So often you'll get a yes to that because you've hit on a few key things here. You've noticed that other companies are facing this challenge. So they see, oh, I want to hear more about how other companies in my industry are experiencing the same type of a thing. I want to be able to benchmark what I'm doing against my competitors or against others in a similar situation. That always piques almost always piques the interest of potential buyers when you're telling them and explaining to them in this type of a way with respect to an assessment or a diagnostic. It helps them to see that you do have that vantage point and they want to know what they're missing. No one wants to be missing something really important that they aren't necessarily seeing because they're in the middle of their, you know, kind of down in the weeds. And so this can be such a valuable way to offer them a next step and for you to continue the conversation with them and getting more and more information and detail around what the challenges are that they're facing. So that's what it could look like for you. Literally what you might say to someone if you've met them in a networking type of a scenario. No matter how you got introduced, it might be the first time meeting them or the second time meeting them. And that's an example of what you could say to them to then take that next step, schedule that next step, which is the assessment or the diagnostic. Let's take another example now where a diagnostic works really well in a speaking scenario. So in a speaking scenario, oftentimes you may be delivering a talk. You don't necessarily get access to all of the audience members. Sometimes the host of those types of talks will share an email list with you. Oftentimes they won't. And so it can be really valuable for you to offer something to the audience that gets them to essentially raise their hand and provide their contact information to you so that then, again, you know who they are and you can continue conversations with them, either in a group, such as on your email list, if you have one, or even just one by one. And so let me describe to you what that might look like. So in this case where you would be offering a diagnostic that is something that they would take at the end of your talk. So what I mean by this is let me give you an example. You might go out and you might be speaking on some form of industry trends or best practices or a specific scenario that you know your ideal clients would want to achieve. And so at the end of that, even sometimes in the middle is even better. At the end, people are either checking out or leaving, kind of mentally checking out or leaving. So I love to do it even in the beginning. Sometimes like I give you these companion resources, you would do the same type of thing where it might be in the beginning or in the middle. and of course at the end as well, where you offer them a diagnostic. Just talk to them about, okay, these are the high level industry trends that I'm seeing, or these are the best practices that I'm seeing, or this is the specific topic that you're speaking about. And then you would offer them a diagnostic. You could say to them, look, I've got 5 or 6 spots available to really dive in and apply this to your business. And so you can go and schedule this, and you offer them your Calendly link, for example. And when those spots are gone, they're gone. That one is much higher value, lower volume, obviously, but very interesting, right? Because you've only got a certain number of spots available. I'll include an intake type of a process with that, where you set up Calendly to ask them a series of questions so that you can really vet which ones would be best for a diagnostic and which ones might not be ready for a diagnostic quite yet. So you can best use your time for the highest quality, highest potential type of a lead. The other example that I love even more is offering an online type of an assessment that is complementary to whatever you're speaking about, so that they come online. And I'll tell you the tool that I leverage here in a minute to do this. But they come online, they give you their first name and their email address and any other information you want to collect. And then you walk them through an assessment, a high level assessment that is complementary to whatever you're speaking about. And then it gives them the results. And then you offer them a call to review those results. That's another use case of how you would implement a diagnostic in your business when it relates to you speaking to an audience or even writing or publishing articles. That gives you the ability to capture people's name and email address and to have follow-on conversations with them. Again, whether it's one-on-one or whether it's more of you providing value to them on your email list. Before I move on, and I will give you more information about this at the end, but the tool that I use is called Score App, and it is a tool, you can find a bunch of these on my website. I probably have, 6 or 7 of them now, different types of assessments. One is a consulting pricing assessment. Another one is a business growth assessment. I have an offer design, a compelling offer assessment. And so a productivity assessment. So you can find all of these different assessments on my website, and I embed them into any blog articles that I write for myself or as a guest blogger. I embed them into these podcasts. I embed them when I'm speaking for other people's audiences. And it's a great way to offer additional value to the audience in exchange for their email address. So if you want to go see what one of these looks like, you can go to icpricing.com, the letters IC for independent consultant, pricing.com, and then you can walk through it and see how this tool works. We'll put the link to this tool, Score App, in the show notes as well. It's an affiliate link, just to be clear. At the moment, I think you get 50% off your first month if you use my affiliate link, but I certainly wouldn't be recommending them if I didn't use it myself. So it's a fabulous tool. It so quickly get one of these type of assessments up and running. Let me be really clear though, you don't want to use an assessment as a way to basically disintermediate the interaction that you have with an ideal potential client. So I'm using this in a very specific scenario that I'm speaking with you about today, which is you giving a talk and then having the assessment be the next step. If you are networking, working with a potential client and you want to recommend an assessment as a next step, you could use a tool like a Score App to facilitate some part, or a Clifton Strengths Finders. There's so many different types of diagnostics out there, right? You could use one of those, but never let it get in the way of you building a direct relationship with your client. The worst thing you could do is have a great conversation with someone and then tell them, go take this assessment online and then I'll reach out with you. It just kind of goes into a black hole. You want to always have that relationship be at the forefront. And if you're using a tool like a Score App in the scenario where you're meeting with people one-on-one, then you can always have that kind of as a partner in what you're doing, but never leading the relationship, if you will. So I'm just giving you this caveat because it's really important. I share with you this idea of building an online type of an assessment from the scenario where you might be speaking and don't have the opportunity to meet with people one-on-one, or where people might be reading some thought leadership type of an article that you've written. And of course, you don't know who they are. So that's the appropriate time to offer this type of online diagnostic. But you always want to err on the side of meeting with people, talking with them, getting a good sense of what the challenges are, and not abdicating over to technology if you don't have to. All right. So hopefully that caveat makes sense. Okay. So let's now move on to the third example of leveraging a diagnostic to uncover consulting leads in an effective and efficient way. And the third example is that once you've built this diagnostic, and you may have more than one. Like I said, I think I have 8 or 9 of these, 6 or 7 or 8. I don't know. There's more than 5. We'll just put it that way. There's more than 6 probably. The point here is that once you've built your own diagnostic, you can then leverage that in so many different ways. You can go back to potential clients who maybe they didn't make a decision. They kind of went into a black hole, or maybe they told you no at that moment. Go back to them and offer a diagnostic if you believe that they would be an ideal client for you. That's a great way to leverage this type of tool once you've built it for yourself. Go back to past clients and offer them a checkup type of an approach. Maybe you do that once a year where you're offering a past client a checkup type of an approach. You're bringing in your diagnostic to help evaluate what's going on with their ecosystem, with their processes, with their people, with their technology, whatever it is, and leveraging that diagnostic to help them to see where they have opportunity for improvement. Leveraging this type of diagnostic can help open the door to conversations that might have dropped off, to past clients who aren't exactly loved what you did with them when you worked with them, but aren't exactly sure how you might benefit them moving forward. There's so many different ways to leverage the diagnostic as a follow-up type of a tool. So that's what the third case study is. All right. So we talked through 3 different case studies of how you can leverage a diagnostic. First, we talked about offering a diagnostic as a next step in a networking type of a conversation or one-on-one type of a conversation. Then we talked about leveraging a diagnostic and offering it as part of your speaking flow or your publishing article writing type flow. And then thirdly, we talked about using the diagnostic as a follow-up type tool. So many good ways to use this tool. And so it makes sense for you to invest your time and your mental capacity in building out this type of tool for your consulting business so that you've got this really valuable way to keep the conversation moving with your ideal clients. So as we wrap up here, I want to share with you 4 steps to put this into practice for your own business. And the way that it works is really just reverse engineering the ultimate services you want to sell to your end clients, and then backing up from there to build out your diagnostic. So let me walk you through what that reverse engineering looks like. At a high level, you want to map out this client journey that I'm going to share with you, these 4 steps. First, get really clear on what is the service you want to sell. Are you wanting to sell a retainer to your ideal type of a client? Are you wanting to sell some form of a project-based engagement for your ideal type of a client? What exactly are you wanting to sell to your end client? Get really clear about that. That's the first step. And so you're just going to pick one service. Perhaps you do multiple things in your business. Just pick one of those just for this particular 4-step process. Of course, you can repeat it for every single service that you offer, but pick one service that you want to sell. And then the second step is to create a diagnostic that helps to identify key points related to the client's problems and objectives. So really think about, are there diagnostics out there already that you might purchase off the shelf and then provide some sliver of them to your end clients? Or have you had enough exposure to your end clients? You could start building out a diagnostic yourself. Listen, you're not going to get it right the first time. It's not going to be perfect or incredible the first time, but you want to start somewhere. If you're waiting until you have quote unquote enough experience or quote unquote enough clients under your belt, you're going to miss out on months, on quarters, on likely years of opportunity for yourself because you're waiting until you have more experience. And that is always a moving finish line, my friends. So just start. write out a diagnostic and know that it's probably going to be laughable in 5 years when you look back on it. But that's okay because you're starting somewhere. So that was step two with a little bit of a rant from me, which is draft the diagnostic. Step one, start with the end in mind. What is the service you want to sell? Step two, build a diagnostic, even if it's bad. Step three, then figure out how you're going to offer the diagnostic. So build out your diagnostic offer. How are you going to describe this diagnostic to someone you're speaking with, just one-on-one in that networking scenario? How are you going to describe this diagnostic if you're going to offer it at the end of a talk? How are you going to describe this diagnostic in a way that's compelling to your past clients or to clients who ghosted you? Really think about and play around with, test out how you're going to describe the diagnostic as an offer. Even though it's a free offer, you still have to sell it. You've got to sell it. People don't want to spend their time doing something, even if it doesn't cost them anything, if it's not valuable. So you really want to be able to describe and define the offer around your diagnostic in a way that's compelling. And then the fourth step is to figure out how to get in front of the audience of potential buyers, either one-on-one or in groups. One-on-one being networking, groups being speaking or writing. Get in front of them and offer this diagnostic, test it out, and iterate it and improve it over time. So those are the four steps for you to put this diagnostic into action in your business. As we wrap up here today, I'll share with you a few final words and reminders. So the first thing is, if you want to go check out the Score app tool, we will put my affiliate link in the show notes. You can also go test out a few of them on my website. ICpricing.com is one of them. IC assessment is another one, I think. We'll list them all out in the show notes. Then I'll know exactly how many I've created, and so will you. So we'll list all of those out so you can go test them and see how they can look in a little bit differently if you're going to implement something like that as part of your speaking process. And then don't forget to go download the book and look at chapter 9 for your lead generation system. You can find that on my website at melissalieberman.com/book. And the last thing I want to share with you is I talked with you a little bit, quite a while ago now, episode 57, about using an assessment for consulting lead generation. So it just takes a relatively different take on what I just shared with you today. And that's another complement to putting this strategy in place that we just talked through today. All right. So thank you for tuning in. I'm excited for you to go put this into practice in your business. It can be incredibly lucrative from a financial perspective and from the perspective of finding those high value clients with work that you truly love doing and to up your game in all those levels. All right. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you again next week. Take care. Thanks for joining me this week on the Grow Your Independent Consulting Business podcast. If you like today's episode, I have three quick next steps for you. First, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to make sure you don't miss future episodes. Next, leave me a review in your podcast app so other independent consultants can find and benefit too. And finally, to put the ideas from today's episode into action, head over to melissalieberman.com for the show notes and more resources to help you grow your consulting practice from your first few projects into a full-fledged business. See you next week.